This week's Sedra, Torah Kedoshi gives the mitzvah of Mila, the mitzvah that a father has to be mother's child, the Yom Hashmini. And we find that the mitzvah is a mitzvah on a father. A father is mechuyev to mal his child. When the child becomes a gudel, becomes of age, becomes a mechiv and mitzvahs. So if the father hadn't, whatever reason it was, been mekayim the mitzvah of mila, so the child has a chiv to be mal himself. He's a gudel, he's mechiv in the mitzvah of mila. So there's the mitzvah of the father, and then there's the mitzvah of the person himself. Is dua. Sorry. So there's a milchus chinuch in mitzvah beis, when the milchus chinuch has a suffix, when the child becomes a gudel, does the father still have a mitzvah? In other words, is the two people who are mechuyev the mitzvah, the child is mechuyev in the mitzvah, it's his own mila, and the father has the mitzvah lumelas benoi. He wasn't mekaimit when he was a kutin, so he has to be mekaimit now. Or do we say no? When he's a child, then there's a din that the father has to mala his child. But once he's a gudel, so the chiyuv of the av of the father goes away. Milchus Chinuch clears the shala, and he brings a raya from a Tosfos in Masechta Kedushin Daf Chuf Tes. The Gemara brings that a father is mechuyev to be mal his child, and a lady is ptira. And the Gemara dashes it from the pusik because it says b'avrum avini kasher tzivo oisoi elokim mayom alavum esyitzvot benoi kasher tzivo oisoi elokim, and the Gemara dashes oisoi veloi oisa. It's a Gemara. So Taisa asks a kasher. Taisa says, why do I need a pusik? Typically, the mitzvahs are say, shazman gomahi. We have a klal that nushim or petiris or mitzvahs are say, shazman gomah. So Tosfos says, why is mila a mitzvahs are say, shazman gomah? Mitzvahs say, shazman gomah, let's say, shoifa, luluf, all those mitzvahs are mitzvahs are say, shazman gomah. But why is mila a mitzvahs are say, shazman gomah? So Tosfos says that about the child is nimel b'shmini. Meila, it's a mitzvah aseishas mangoma anushim apetiris. Says Tosfos, kiven the miyoyim ashmini v'hala ein lahefsik lavs mangromi. A mitzvah aseishas mangromi means a mitzvah that comes mizman lizman. But here the pshat says the yoyim ashmini, there's a mitzvah to be mal your child at the end of the 8th day. If you weren't mal, the mitzvah remains. You still have the mitzvah. So the pshat is, you have a hazman when the mitzvah starts, but from that zman and onwards, you remain continuously obliged with this mitzvah. There's no zman in when you're put to the mitzvah. That's the solution of Tosfos. Kiven de yoyim ashmini v'ha. Oh, this the vengedem re Tosfos speter busa vengen. Laila. Under the shine of Merkinomus is mit Laila. But let's leave Laila out for a second. And so Tosfos says it's a continuous chiyuv. Look, the Milchus Chinuch, if you're going to say that the mitzvah is only calls man when he's a child, so he says, so oy bazoy, you have a mitzvah which starts when the child is 8 days and then stops when he's 13 and he's bar mitzvah. So look, the Milchus Chinuch, the chayra, that would be considered a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. And if you look at the lushan of Tosfos says, kiven de miyayim ashmini v'holo ein lo hefsik. It will never be nifsak, it will never stop. Memeilo, heses nishka mitzvah saseh shazman groma. If you're going to say that when the child becomes a gudel, so then the mitzvah goes away, then this will be a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. So Milchus Chinuch says, are you going to say this is a long, long period from 8 days to 13 years is, I mean, is kemat 13 years to the mechas chinuch. I don't see why there should be a nafka minna, whether it's azman kutza or the azman meribah. The mechas chinuch says mali. He says if it's a zman of 7 days, in which he needs to say like the mitzvah sukkah, the mitzvah seishah zman gom, it's a mitzvah that lasts 7 days. So he says mali if it's shiva yomim. Mali, if it's Yid Gimel Shunim, at the end of the day, Yid Asa Mitzvah Sasei, Shazman. So the Meir of the Mechus Chinuch wants to be Mechiach, wants to bring a Raya from this Taisus, that it is, that the Chiyuv remains on the father, sorry, that the Chiyuv remains on the father even when the child becomes a Gudel, and the Meir of the Tzilib Deim Vetus Ugedifim, we need a Pusik of Oysai, but like I saw, and I can't use the cloud that we have of mitzvah sasei shehazman grom. Now, there is an oifen, but you can't dingen with this raya of the mechas chinuch. The Torah Kedosha gives a mitzvah that the father is mechuyev to be mal the child. We want to say a svura, that's only when he's a kutn. That's the suffix of the mechas chinuch. Let's now look at the other tzad. When he becomes a gudel, the father becomes puta. The chayre is mestaba, that if we learn this way, then we're defining that be'etzem, the mitzvah of mila belongs to the child. In other words, there's a mitzvah that every person has to be gemalt. And huraya, the second he becomes a gudel, it's his chiyav for himself, it's a mitzvah to say, sheyesh bakuris, if he doesn't mal himself, achum latzon, it's a avera chamira. Whilst he's a kutn, the Torah can't be mechayiv. So the Torah says that the father is responsible for the mila of the son, their mila, which the child should be mechuyevin, but the Torah can't be mechayev a kutn. A kutn is not mechuyev in any mitzvahs. So the Torah makes the responsibility on the father that the father should ensure that the child is gemalut mekoyach, because the child needs to be gemalut. He has a chiyev mila which he can't fulfill. So the Torah was memana, and as the Gemara zukt, if the father doesn't do it, it's ganz mechiv to do it. So you could learn, it's not a naya mitzvah. It's not a pshat, just like a father, a yid is mechiv to shokel esrik, is do achiv, shokel esrik, do achiv, milas benoi. No, it's shokel esrik is his chiv, he is mechiv to shokel esrik. But it could be that the chiv of mila is beside the mechiv of the child, which the Torah said, as though that mustabi is, if you learn like the mitzvah continues beyond when the child becomes a gudel, so then you could hear the father's a mitzvah to malo his child. The fact that the child became a gudel is irrelevant. But if we learn like this sadhu, the Menchas Chinuch wants to say that when the child becomes a gudel, the father's puta, well, mistaba given tzizun, that the mitzvah is a mitzvah be'etzem of the ben, which was ramya al ha'av.
You think that a child, the Torah is
mechayev
the child?
Torah is not mechayev the child. While the child, the Torah says like this, your father, kol zman, your child, is a kutin, you have the chiyuv to do the mila that be'etzem the Torah would have wanted to place on the child, but can't place on him because it's a kutin. So, a second, we'll also.
Why wouldn't you say the same about lots of other mitzvahs then? The father will have a
chiyuv. Yeah,
the
sapusik in the Torah. The shleit in the Torah. That the father has a chiyuv. The Torah was mechayiv. In mila, the Torah was mechayiv. It's a chiyuv of kiddush haTorah. The Torah mechayiv. You mean mila is a piece of bris. The Torah wanted every child to have this mila. So the mila, the Torah was mechayiv. Is that? We'll see the osrim as Amos Nusman says. So the Mechas Chinuch is bringing a raya from Taisus, because Taisus says that it's a mitzvah sasei. It's not a mitzvah mila. It's not a mitzvah sasei shazman groma, because you continue onwards. Ein la hefsek. But if you learn the pshat that it isn't the mila of the the mitzvah be'etzem of the father, but the father, with the Torah was mechayiv the father that he should do the mila for the son, is oy bazoy, this mitzvah of mila is ein lahafsik, because elachanam, it's not the father himself when the child becomes 13 is going to be finished, he's out, but the mila, the mitzvah, is a mitzvah that which the Torah was mechayiv forever, without any hafsik, there's no zman. From 8 days onwards, is there's a mitzvah that this person should be gemalut. When he's a child, the mitzvah is on the father. When he becomes niskadel, the mitzvah is on himself. So Mamela Taisa says, ain't no hafsik. If not a mitzvah, so say, shazman groma. If you learn the other way, if you learn that the mitzvah mal, of mila, is daima to the mitzvah of lila, he father's mechuyah to be mala, to be mala his child, and abadu, if the mitzvah goes away, it's sadamu to this, it is a mitzvah, it is a engla hafsik. Is that what I understand? It's called, it has a hefsik. But if you learn that the father is substituted, the Torah substituted the father, because the child can't be mechuyev in the mila. So the Torah said, until he becomes 13, you father have the chiv to do this mila, which the child is going to become mechuyev when he's 13. Until age 13, you have that chiv. So then the chiv is to be mekayim a mitzvah, which the mitzvah goes on forever. Your involvement in the mitzvah goes away, because at age 13 he's mechuyev himself to do it. Now this is sod that we're saying is be'emes is hatamakar in a shayna, because Taisus asked the kasha that why do we need the pasuk by mila? It's a mitzvah pasuk in Ishus Petura. It's a mitzvah sasei shazman groma. So the Ritzvu answers Tosis Kasha, and the Ritzvu says that you only say the din of mitzvah asay shazman groma. So the solution of the Ritzvu is kigoin b'mitzvah shevegifai tzitzis tzvilin v'sika ikedaima. There, there's a din of mitzvah asay shazman groma. Aval Lomel haben, she'ein mitzvah shebegif, rak al dova acha hu ishe gam kechayevs. So the Ritzvu says that there's a chilik between. He's asking Tosfos kasha. Tosfos answers that it's not a mitzvah sasei shazman groma because it's ein hafsik. And the Ritzvu says a different term. So the Ritzvu says that when do you say a mitzvah sasei? When is that din of mitzvah sasei shazman groma? That's by mitzvah. That's ranya on the person. Lila of sikka, zmanuman chayiv, zmanuman ptirim. But where the mitzvah is not a mitzvah on me, it's a mitzvah on someone else, it's a mitzvah like a mila, a mitzvah on the child, there it's irrelevant whether it's a mitzvah sasei shazman groma. We don't say the ptah of mitzvah sasei shazman groma. It's the Welt land that the Ritzvu is saying this yisod. The Ritzvu is saying that be'etzem the father's chiyuv is because the child has a mitzvah of mila. So the Torah says a child that can't be mechayiv the mitzvah of mila, kufin is putzer mikala mitzvahs. So the Torah is mechayiv the father that he should take over this responsibility of the child. So Mela says that it's wool. When it's her mitzvah, she has to shock a lulav, she has to sit in the sukkah. No, so we say if it's a mitzvah sasei shazman groma, so then she is petila. But where the Torah wasn't mechayiv her with her own mitzvah, the Torah was mechayiv her to ensure that the child is mekayim, that there's a kiyam a mitzvah in the child. It's not her din. Her din is to assume till the child will be 13, she should have that responsibility to ensure was the Torah is machayev the father. When the Torah will nishkevein gezukt, kach etziva oisay lekim, and we dashen oisay v'loy oisah, we would have said that Isha is chayevis in this, because mitzvah sasheishas mangrom is on her mitzvahs, not on mitzvahs that relate to someone else. It is be'etzim, the yisod, which we're saying, Hotamukha, if this is the Pshat in the Ritzvu, Hotamukha in the Ritzvu. The Master says that Tosis asks this kasha and doesn't answer the Tos Teretz. So, Vod Gwen, a mukim to say that Tosis Taka doesn't hold this Yisod, and Tosis holds that it's. I mean, you could say Tosis doesn't hold the chilik, the gabba mitzvah of Seisha as mangroma between whether it's her mitzvah or the mitzvah of the child. Obviously, it's Yituchin Sazum that Tosis argues on the whole Yisod, and Tosis holds the mitzvah's meal is a mitzvah like shakling lul, if you don't mitzvah to be mal your child, it has nothing to do with the child. We can understand why the Michas Chinuch didn't want to be matcha the raya, the way of being matcha, because he held that if that would be the way Tosis learns, Tosis wouldn't have asked this kasha in the first place. Tosis wouldn't have asked this a mitzvah to say shes man groma, because the mitzvah doesn't relate to the father, it relates to the child. So memela is the mother will be mechuyev as well. Is mehechach mizan that it's just a normal mitzvah? I bezayzuk, I have a shtaki raya from Tosis that Tosis says this mitzvah is going to go away. I have a raya that it's only a temporary. That it's a mitzvah that remains with him even when the child becomes a gudel. Now there's a very interesting thing that the Michas Chinuch himself, in Masech HaShabbos, the Michas Chinuch brings a shal in a Kivega, also has a shal in Mishnayis and Masech HaShabbos. There is a mitzvah of Shvisas Behemtoi B'Shabbos. Shvisas behemta b'Shabbos means that a behema is not allowed to do meluchas in Shabbos. L'man yenuach, he has to have menucha. He can't work. It means like this. The Gemara says you can let him graze and he can cut grass to eat because that's nayach. He's doing that's his menucha. But to the mushla behema should carry things for Shabbos is us. Klat. The Michas Chinuch and Kivega also clears a shala. What about an isha? What is mitan isha? Does an isha have shvach? Does an isha have the chiyuv of shvisas behemta? Because the din is that in Shabbat, although an isha is petira for mitzvahs asay shazman groma, in mitzvahs of Shabbos, she's exactly the same as a person. As a but the shala is that it's kenzan that on Shvisas behemta, which is an asay, is nishtud adin that an isha zazan mechuyev, like she's mechuyev in all other mitzvahs of Shabbos. I declare that maybe since Shabbos is an asay, is a zman groma, it's once a week, maybe an isha is petira from Shvisas. From
do we see.
Sorry?
But it's a low asay, not an asay. Do we see that.
It's an asay. Shvisas behemta is an asay. It's not a low. It's an asay. The man yenuach is an asay. There is a lois asay which is negayah to behema, and that's mechama. Asasa melucha atu v'hemtecha. That means where you're doing it together with a behema, or where the behema is carrying on its own. Pashtus over the shayinim learn that's a separate asay. Is zot the mechas chinuch? And then is that it's a pshtikel pele that sishtel the mechas chinuch that here mitzvah asay shas man groma. Doesn't apply. Why? He says, because we find this Ritvu. The Ritvu asked the Kasha that by Mila, why do we need the Pusik, the Pater, the Father? It's a mitzvah sasei, she hasman groma. So he says the Ritvu, mitzvah sasei, she hasman groma, only applies to mitzvahs of your own. But a mitzvah that applies to Mila's ben, nishtof den the din of mitzvah sasei, she hasman groma. So he says, the same thing as the Ritvu should apply to Shvisas Behemta, that since it's the mitzvah that the behema should be noch, so it's not your din, it's the behema's din. You're responsible to ensure that the behema should be mekayim, his Shvisa. So Mamele says, in Nishdu Kadim for mitzvah sasei shas man groma, and he brings this Ritvu that we just mentioned. But the pshat is as he has to say, a behema is a behema. Nishtu kashim chiyivim, kashim mitzvahs, nisht shayich. It's not shayich to say that a behema should have any shayiches at all with a mitzvah. So if the Torah says, the man yuniach behemtechu, is the pshat that there's a din on the baal ha behema that his behemas have to rest. It's his din. It's his own din. It's like an extension of himself. I have to rest. My behemoths have to rest. is his din. A child, we can say like this, this child, when he's going to be a gudel, he's going to become a chuyu b'mitzvah. The Torah would like that this child should be nichnas in the bris. Torah can't be mechayev a child either. In that respect, the mechasunach comparison is right, a child that is kachiv. So the Torah says, for the first 13 years, you have this chiyuv which the child is going to get later. So Mamela Kenneth Dehan says Ishka mitzvah say Shazman Gomez to the two, it's not your mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. Rather. But the comparison to a Shvisas Behemtoi is Lakhira Ashtarki Khidish. Ms. Zana the Mechaschinach had understood the Ritvu somewhat differently than we're understanding it. That he didn't take it as that the Pshat is that the mitzvah of the child, which is Ramya on the father, that it's a child's mitzvah and it's Ramya on the father, because if he did, he wouldn't compare it to Shvisas Behemta. Mizan Ehat Gehat Epsan under the Hasbura, Shvei Abyssal to listen exactly what the Hasbura is, but he must have had some other Hasbura in this thing. And years ago, I saw in the Chaveris, I saw a Shtikul Torah, a Shiva from many, many years ago from Rav Padras, he brings us Mechas Chinuch, and he asks the Shal on the Mechas Chinuch that the comparison between a behemah and the child is a Shveira Dinyan. The Mas is that on the Etzem Shalah of the Mechas Chinuch and the Pkiveiga, whether an Isha has Shvisas Behemtai, Mitzah Shvisas Behemtai, is a Chayim Shtalon Zach that the Chayra is an Afana Gemura. An Afana Gemura. The Gemura Masech to Shabbos, Dafnin Daladum at base. So there's a Mishnah. Then the Mishnah talks about what things a behemah is allowed to carry and what things a behemah isn't allowed to carry. Certain things makes the behemah more comfortable so that the behemah is allowed to carry on Shabbos. Other things have a din of a masa. So the Mishnah, v'loi b'ritziyah sheben kaner, people used to want to make their behemahs look nice, so they would put a ribbon between the horns of the behemah, so that the behemah is not allowed to wear on Shabbos. In other words, the gedulim that there is by a person, a behemah, are completely different, because by a person, there's a dinim of tachshitim, which he's allowed to wear on Shabbos, it's not considered a masa. But the tziyah sheben kaner, the Mishnah says, he's not allowed to wear. Says the Mishnah, perutzai shel Reb Elezer ben Azariah, the Pura of Reb Elezer ben Azariah, hoise yoitze, b'ritziyah sheben kaner. The Pura used to go out with a ribbon. Shalai b'tzai chachomim. And the chachomim were unhappy with it. Mishnah. Chachomim were unhappy. In other words, they disagreed with the blusa ben Azariah. Frank de Gemura, perusa shel Reb Elezer ben Azariah, he had one Pura that wore this ribbon. Frank de Gemura, who the Pura have they? He only had one Pura? No, he had one Pura that went out with the Ritzu. And what about all his other Puras? He didn't favor one Pura, because one Pura went over the ribbon, all the others not. Mizdachzan, that he only had one Pura. That's what the Feti Gemura. Well, Omarav, Omer, Omer, Abhid, Omarav, Treisa, Alpha, Egla, Hava, Ma'asa, Rabbi Luzab and Azariah. 12,000 Puras was his Ma'asa, was a tenth. Also, you can imagine how many Puras he had, that in 1 year, he gave 12,000, so in that year alone, he must have had 120,000 Puras. And that happened, the Musa, Kol Shata B'Shata, every year, that was Be'erach, the amount of Masi he gave. So the Gimutuna, Lo Isha Lo Yhoisa, it didn't belong to him, Elu Shal Shchente Hoisa, it belonged to his neighbor, because he wasn't moicha nikras al shemoy. Let's just stop for a second. The shetap stoa amoyedike missa in this gemura. Reb Elezer ben Azariah had this neighbor, and she had a pura which was carrying on Shabbos madunga malucha, and he wasn't moicha. So the gemura says mitoich shulay nichaba nikras al shemoy. It's as if he would have done it. But if you look in the Mishnah is talking about a blusa ben Azariah's Purim. Who doesn't say it was his neighbor's. The Mishnah doesn't mention it wasn't his pura, it was his neighbor's pura, and it wasn't Moichel. The Mishnah is telling us a story. A story that Blazer ben Azariah, his pura, was the Yotzes Metziah Shebekah. How can the Mishnah say that? Stimplish. Vastos von Damnet, the Chazal Zugen, that if you're able to be Moichel, and you're not Moichel, it's as if you did it, Sinishtama Kufadimion, you know, as if he would have done it. In Himmel for Sharpman, Nisha Blazer ben Azariah's neighbor did it, and he wasn't Moicha. Now, if Himmel for Sharpman, the Blazer ben Azariah did it. It's as if he would have done it. This is as if the Mishnah tells me a Masa Shehoya. That's what happened, steht in the Mishnah. He his Pura went up. So, Midachroinim, aber the Masa, what steht in the Gemurah? The Gemurah says, Shel Shechen Toi, not Shel Shechenoi, no, Shel Shechen Toi. It was, it belonged to his a lady neighbor. Imitoich shaloi micha ba. The whole gemur is lushin the kever. So he says, "Oy bazoi, zeit me doch klua that an ish is mechiev in the mitzvah from shvisas behemta, because were she to be petira from the mitzvah of shvisas behemta, then Abeluza ben Azariah wouldn't have had any responsibility for the fact that her behemah was carrying, because the behemah is permitted to carry the charaya from the gemur a shtikul pele the kivega and." And the Mechaschinach, both clear the shal and the chayda, such a stark eray from a gemurah, that an isha is mitzvah in the mitzvah of Shvisus Behemtah.
It's Masa Shehoi and Kachoyah,
but it's not. What's my idea?
It happened to be that.
Yeah, but the Mishnah says he didn't have it, it wasn't Moicha. The Mishnah says he was, Toich Shalai Michabal, it's as if he would have done it. If she didn't do an Aveira, then why was he Mechuli to be Moicha? So why would the Mishnah tell me this Masa Shehoi? It's irrelevant. She was a Hetta. She was able to do it. Vastachos in the Mishnah, Metoich Shaloi Michaba. He had a Chiyah to be Meicha. If she wasn't over in Issan, maybe there was Yashim. She was a person you had to talk to. There were Yashim who were the Baal. It wasn't her Puras. It was her children. The estate of her husband's Puras. It was. Was the chik and the pashtas and gemurah's mashma that she's mechiv.
Do we not say that because she's mechiv in shomaris that she's
mechiv in lachem? Do as Aram. That's what they talk about. Aram says that she's mechiv in mitzvah saseh of kiddush. Because Aram says the lushna in all the mitzvahs in Shabbos. So under vilna zugn as kenzan as nishkin shemus behemtas. And now that's a clear the menchus. Shavagitn gesinten mazlik nechaytish.